many moons ago, on a star world much like your own. Star Worlds, an Empire World, Episode 2, Jedi World Power and a Cold Meteor Shower. The Rebel World heroes are on the move. After being run off of a Hoth world by Worldbreaker and his battle battalion, the main heroes of a Rebel world have gone off in separate directions. Luke's Star World and R2-D2 race for a Swamp World in Luke's Wing Scrambler, while Han, Chunky, CT Metal Man, and Lena Princess, Princess of a Royal Highness World, try to evade Worldbreaker's clutches in the Space Talon, the fastest hunk of junk in a galaxy world. And as their ship soars through a space world, so too do Lena Princess's feelings soar for a certain mysterious scoundrel. That was some battle, huh? All that flying around and shooting, plus those huge snowwalkers. We made it out, though, like I knew we would. It worked out just the way I thought of it in my mind's eye.
I'm not sure this ship is big enough for your ego world. The way you talk, I hope I'm around when you make a mistake.
I bet you'd love that. It probably won't happen, though. Either I won't make a mistake, or you won't be around.
And what is that supposed to
mean? It means exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, you...
Relax, honey buns. We don't need to fight anymore. I know how you feel about me. But there's someone out there that is meant for you. Someone who won't mind being tied down. Plus, I saw how you looked at him in the South Passage, back on Hoth World.
Who? Luke? Well, he's kinda cute and all, but I think a man should be strong.
I promised him I'd put in a good word, so let's just leave it there for now. I could change my mind. Right, Chunky? Meanwhile, Luke's Star World, Han's best friend, lands on an unknown swamp world to find the Jedi Master, Yoda World.
That was some battle, huh, Ardu? All that flying around and shooting? Wait, I feel something. Like, maybe my mystery brother said the same thing at some point. If he even exists. You're right, Ardu. I am wasting my time thinking about my family world. I need to stay focused on what Obi-World said. I need to find a Yoda world here on this Swamp World system, if he even exists. Yeah, finding him might be tough, Ardu, especially with my wing scrambler stuck in the mud. But Obi-World did give me a pretty good description of him. Just keep your robot eyes peeled for some very small and green creature. What is it, Ardu? Do you spot somebody? What? Was it my mystery brother?
Your mystery brother I am not, but someone else you are looking for am I.
Wait, do you mean you're looking for Yoda too? That's great! Maybe we can help each other, my very small green friend.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say,
Well, yes, but I'm looking for a great Jedi world master, not some little green alien. Wait, Obi-World's description. Are you a Yoda world?
A Yoda world, I am. But judge me by my size, you have. And patience, have you not? I cannot teach you.
Wait, Obi-World said that you would, though.
Oh, then train you I will.
Great, let's get started right away. I brought my star saber and plenty of towels, and I brought my book bag. You can sit in it if you want, if you think it'd be easier for you.
As Luke begins his training in a force world, Han and our other Star World heroes find themselves in a dire situation. The high-speed engines of the Space Talon have failed, just as Worldbreaker's ship is closing in. Uh-oh, Sweet Cheeks. Looks like the high-speed engines on the Talon have failed. And don't look now, but old Worldbreaker's ship seems to be closing in. I hope I can get us out of this jam by taking us into that meteor shower. But I might make a mistake. Good thing you said you wanted to be around when I made one of those.
Oh, Han, you make things so difficult sometimes.
How? By being cute and saving the day? Because that's what I just did. All it took was trusting my feelings to get us through those flying rocks. Looks like we lost them. Now to find a safe port where we can go on a date, plus fix the Talon. Ah, here's something. Landell.
Landell system?
Yes, Landell system. It's where my old friend Landell Williams lives. He moved there when he found out I had the same name as him.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, okay, Princess Wet Blanket. Hey, Chunky. Look here, Princess Buzzkill. Nothing can go wrong in a Landell system. And I completely trust Landell Williams, my old friend. As Han is negotiating for a landing permit on a Landell's cloud world, Luke Starworld finds out that Yoda's training methods take his force talents to their extreme limits.
Now place this rock on top of that rock. No, not with your hands.
Oh, I'll never get it. How was anyone ever supposed to move things with their force mind?
Try hard enough, you do not. That is why you fail.
Luke continues his training with the Yoda world, while the dark master of his force, Worldbreaker, hatches a plan to find the Space Talon and its Rebel World crew.
I wish those bounty hunters would hurry up. My patience wears thin in a force world. Ah, there you are now. My notorious crew of nameless bounty world hunters, plus the top bounty world hunter, the dreaded jetpack man. So good of you to join me. And on time, too.
I am always on time, thanks to my jetpack.
Ah, yes. I see you have a jetpack. Very good. You will need it on this mission. I want you to find the Space Talon and its Rebel World crew. I have it on good authority that they are making their way to the Landell system, since Han World has a friend that lives there, named Landell. I want them alive. No disintegrations. Go by yourself, Jetpack Man, so you don't have to share the rewards.
Sounds good.
Meanwhile, deep in the recesses of the Landell system, at Landell's palace ship landing platform on a cloud world...
Han, I don't like this. It's too easy.
Don't worry, Sugarpuff. You'll like Landell. He's a real charmer. And I hear he has fine accommodations.
Han, you dirty old thief. Welcome to my city.
Landell, you old friend. I was worried you'd be sore at me for winning the Space Talon fair and square from you in a gambling whirl all those years ago.
Mad at you? After what you pulled? Come on. I can't believe you're still flying that old... Oh! And who might you be?
I'm Lena Princess, Princess of Her Royal Highness World.
My, my. You truly belong in my cloud world. Come on in, all of you. We will serve refreshments once you wash yourselves.
While our Rebel World heroes begin to feel safe on a cloud world, little do they know that Jetpack Man and Worldbreaker wait in the shadows. Luke Starworld will soon find that his training in a force world may come at a terrible cost. If he chooses to stay with the Yoda world, his friends may perish. But if he leaves, he must face his mystery father, Worldbreaker, in a stunning force world battle where he will surely lose a hand.
What will Luke do? Sacrifice his best friends? Or his best hand?